Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
We are back with the Burden Blessing Podcast. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel. Joining me today is Pastor Neil Radical, and we're continuing our series on 40 Days of Hope using passages from God's Word. Neil, it's hard to believe we're already on day 11 here. Get us started today with our passage.
We're reading from James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. I'm reading out of the New King James Version. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Mark, when I look at these two verses, it's one of those things where I can't even really imagine how this can be an everyday experience for the Christian. How can it be joyful when we fall into trials, into testing? You know, it'd be like the student in school getting excited about a test that the teacher gives. But that's ultimately how we want to view the testing of our faith in the trials of this life. When the Lord allows trials to come upon us, He is testing us. Unlike Satan, who tempts us, who wants us to fall, Jesus wants to test our patience, our faith in Him. And really, a student that's well prepared and studied can be excited about a test. As we continue to prepare in the Word for the trials that we face, whether it be what's going on right now in our country or in our own lives or in our family, that testing of our faith produces patience. And the whole book of James really focuses on this testing of faith and the fruits of faith, and that we can truly be joyful seeing on how the Lord wants to strengthen our faith in His Word and His promises. Tell me your thoughts, please.
Yeah, good thoughts there. This is just one of those passages that when you read it, you just stand back and you think for a second, is that really how it works? Is that really what God means? Can that really be the way it is? But it is, and that's what makes it amazing. And two things really stick out to me in this verse, and that's the first one is that mindset matters. And that's really the first word where it says, count it all joy. That's really God's telling you, think about it this way. Frame your perspective from this way. You know, not all problems are fixed just by having a different outlook on it. But it does help. The way you think about what you're experiencing, especially with trials, can have a big impact on how you process those things and what benefit they are to your life. And the other thing that sticks out to me is that God is able to produce good out of evil. And that's amazing because He is not the author of evil, but it's almost like He recycles it and spits out something positive for our lives. And that's that word produce. The testing of your faith produces patience. God takes that hardship, that difficulty, that struggle, puts it in the hopper of His grace, and what spits out for us is a blessing. That's so amazing for us and what hope we have through that. Why don't you close us with prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we know that every good and every perfect gift is from You, and it comes from Your fatherly hand. We ask You continue to bless us with a patient faith that trusts in You no matter what trial or storm that we face. We know in order for us to have a greater faith, a greater patience, You need to test it. And so we look to You in joy, knowing that every time You test us in our faith, You have the desire to produce in us a stronger, growing faith in You that continues to rejoice in all the ways You've answered our prayers in this life and also in the life to come. We thank You for this grace of forgiveness and mercy and peace that we continue to have this faith in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, to the working and reading and hearing of Your Holy Word. Help us to continue to ask in faith, knowing that You will provide for us. In Your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.